o'clock hour of Hilty and Tausch begins now. And this just came across my desk. Brian Windhorst appearing with the ESPN Cleveland crew discussing Giannis. I have I listened to it, then I corresponded with a few of my people that know the Bucks far better than me. I want you to hear this, both you, Mark Tauscher, and you, our fans who are tuning in, and determine if this is a big deal, a little deal, or no deal. Okay?
Okay.
But I want to make sure I'm clear that we hold Brian Windhorst in very high regard here. Like, there are lots of other NBA insiders that say a lot of stuff that I sometimes wonder if it...
Yeah, Bucks fans are not Shams fans. Like, Shams has been pushing this for a while. Bucks fans are not having it. But when Windy says something, it just kind of carries a little different
weight. That's why we are doing it, because we do not generally trade in this arena. So here's Brian Windhorst talking about Giannis on ESPN Cleveland.
The Bucks called the Knicks and asked for an offer for Giannis, okay?
And?
Because Giannis said, I want to be a Knick. So people are like, oh, my God, he deleted a photo from May where he had a Bucks logo. Yeah. Guys, he asked to be traded already.
Yeah, so when's it going to happen?
Well, that's the thing. So what appears is that Giannis committed himself for the season to the Bucks. That's what appeared happened. Everything he said in his mood. But the Bucks are not good. This year, when he hasn't played, they're 1-5. And when he has played, they're 9-8. So they've been .500 when he's played, and when he hasn't played, they've been getting raced. What you're asking me is his viewpoint, would his viewpoint change? I don't know. Like I know that he asked for a trade, and then he said, okay, I'm going to be a Buck this year. I know that a lot of people in the league don't think he'll be a Buck next year.
Mm. All right, so... couple things. One, that whole exchange about the trade, that all dates back. We all knew that. That was in the summertime, right? Now, when he says that Giannis said he wanted to be a Knick, I had not heard it phrased that way previously. That is what perked my ears when I heard that. I thought it was more of a, hey, I might want to leave. You should see what you can get for me. That was how I understood it at the time. So either Windy has more information, or maybe that's not, certainly I talk on the radio enough, maybe that's not exactly how it happened and that he's just riffing with the really big show guys. Whatever it might be. That is not a new development. It's not like he said this week after they lost all these games, hey, I want to be a Knick. So the timeline matters. The scrubbing of the social media, again, I don't know what to make of that. Matthew Golden deleted his Instagram account. I don't know what that means. I do know that if you take pictures down of you, like, as a Buck, that's probably not a good sign. But that happened about a week ago, I was told. So how much should this concern us? You heard Windy say there that he's committed to be a Buck this season. I don't know what I'm supposed to feel about this other than nervous. And that's not a place that Bucks fans want to be.
I think for the first time in all of this, I feel like because, and mainly because the team, you know, you said 9-8 with Giannis, that's average, 1-5 without him. It feels like the team, he doesn't necessarily feel like they can pull out of it. Now, maybe I'm wrong on that. This is the first time that I feel like you definitely have to be incredibly nervous. But then again, it's you're also looking at it and saying, well, where can the Bucks go? They don't have any picks. Mm-hmm. They're older. This is going to be probably it for Giannis this season, according to Windy. And the thing that was intriguing to me is, remember when Shams put that out there, it was like, no, you know, New York call, all this other stuff. Well, if this is indeed the truth, which I don't know, but I don't know why Windy would lie, and he sounded very convicted that Giannis wanted to go to New York this offseason. I don't know if New York's got the pieces that we'd want back. We don't want old guys back. This is going to be a total rebuild teardown if indeed the Bucks trade Giannis, and we need to get a bunch of young players and picks. That's not the spot.
Right.
So I think to kind of summarize it, I'm very nervous about where this is at, and I don't know if there is going to be any solutions that will keep Giannis happy and in Milwaukee, and that makes me sad.
So there's obviously a reason why he isn't a Nick, right? Like if as Wendy phrased it, he wanted to be a Nick, they didn't accommodate him for everything you just said. The Knicks, they have this coming year's first round pick. They do not have their 2027, 2029, or 2031 first-round picks because of their Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns trades. Plus, their 2028 pick is with the Nets, and they have a pick swap there. And we know how much Tausch loves the pick swap.
Yep.
But I don't know how that would factor in. They're also, from what I'm understanding, a first apron team, which when you make a trade and you're a first apron team, you have to match the salaries. So then the Bucks have to get back a bunch of expensive guys in the trade that they don't necessarily want anyway.
Yeah, you could get expiring contracts on that. That's not a huge deal. But
if he's going to get traded, to your point, I don't think it's the Knicks, no matter what he wants.
No, it won't be. No, right? It can't just be whatever Giannis wants. It'll have to be.
You'll hopefully try
to find some way to acquiesce, but it's not good news. Obviously, the season
still reason to be worried, is your point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, on that happy note, Matt LaFleur is at the podium now. We will have some updates on that coming up. We're also going to play some trivia. Jesse, what do you want to do next? Because I'm getting a lot of text messages from you, and I'm trying to keep.
Yeah, let's recap Matt LaFleur next. We'll move trivia back one segment from when we had originally planned. So
okay,
we can do that.
We will hear from Matt LaFleur, who did I see from the Twitter updates say one interesting thing about a guy that we on this program and Brian Bulaga as well. On this program have been critical of, but I think Tausch has also pointed out that he's been playing better, and that is Aaron Banks. He had a comment on him. We'll talk about that coming up after I tell you about Lakeland Supply. What a great partner. We're so thankful to Vince and his team for joining us on Wildy and Tausch. And core values are an important piece of any successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a Future 50 winner, top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to the community. Lakeland Supply isn't one of those catalog companies either. They work to be your packaging and supply expert, building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. So set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at LakelandSupply.com. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Says Aaron Banks has really kind of turned a corner. Do you see that same thing as a connoisseur of offensive line play, Tausch?
There is no doubt. I think he started off slow and he wasn't able to stay on the field or in games. And now I think with them giving him Fridays off or a couple days before games off, maybe feels a little fresher and he's kind of getting back into it a little bit. So there is no doubt I felt like the last couple of weeks he has played his best. You haven't seen the same amount of leakage that maybe you saw earlier. And, you know, I don't know if that's a, you know, another correlation with Elgton Jenkins at center, if he's better with Sean Ryan next to him. There's a bunch of things, but I think he's probably the healthiest he's been, and I think he probably is starting to get back into rhythm. And, you know, I know it's a similar system to what Kyle Shanahan runs out in San Francisco, but there is a little bit, especially when you miss as much time in OTAs and mini camps and training camp as he did, it takes a little time to kind of get used to playing next to Shido, understanding the calls and all of those things that you think, oh, he's an old vet, he knows. Well, yeah, but you still like being comfortable so that you can pick up on all the nuances. And it feels like he's starting to kind of round into shape, and I think obviously Green Bay needs him to play at the level they're paying him, which is a very high level.
Rob Domofsky tweeted this out as well from Matt LaFleur. Says that LaFleur jokingly said about the challenge of playing the Bears twice in a three-week span, you only show half your game plan.
Okay, I don't
know. That's what I was waiting okay, for. Yeah, waiting for fake laugh.
Good one, Coach.
Did Domofsky chuckle, or is he such an old jaded vet that he's just like, oh God?
I don't know.
I bet he gave him an eye roll.
Well, I mean, would you? If you asked that question, you fake laughing.
I tend.
You're a fake laugh.
I tend to give the courtesy laugh more frequently than not. Yeah, that's fair.
Not on this show. You got to earn your chuckles with J-Dub. Good one.
Is it unique to try and figure out exactly what you want to do when you're playing a team twice in 3 weeks, or is that just that's the way the schedule falls?
No, I think you try and have a couple of trinkets, but, you know, guys know each other. You know, it's a little bit different now with Ben Johnson taking over, but personnel-wise, you have a really good idea. And the fact that it's going to be 2 out of 3, you maybe think about setting some stuff up if you get ahead, maybe run some stuff and then have the stumble bum play and the maybe a keep pass or some play action off of certain duo runs. There's some things you can kind of set up for down the road, but you're looking to say, what does it take to win this game? And then we'll figure out what it takes to win the next game in 2 weeks. That is more along of what I would think Matt LaFleur will be doing.
Jesse, what's today's category and what trivia contestant would you like?
It's
number 99?
It's actually been a couple of weeks since we've done Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
Good point. Good point.
So it is back today for Wildy and Tausch trivia. Caller number 34.
In honor of Giannis departing the Bucks.
34.
Allegedly.
Because he doesn't have much more time to know his Wisconsin geography from the sounds of what Wendy said on ESPN Cleveland.
All right, then, caller 34 right now. Caller 34, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia with Iron Jock and Cousin Subs. We believe in better. That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Generously given up Mo Nelly, much to Barb and her boyfriend's chagrin, so we can play.
Are we sure? We're sure Barb's boyfriend liked it too, or is it just Barb?
Barb's boyfriend never did come over to say hi. It was only Barb. So
I think it's just probably Barb.
I don't want to create any sort of relationship strife for anybody. I was hoping, you know, that the boyfriend was on board.
I don't know if Barb's boyfriend knows about me.
Uh-oh. That sounds spicy, Jell. That's a little spicy, Jell.
All right, let's... There's no comfortable segue out of this. Let's play trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
It is time for trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Greg in Tulsa. Greg, good morning. How are we doing today?
Doing great. How are you doing?
We're great. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia.
I mean, Giannis might be leaving the Bucks. I don't know if we're doing that great. End of the golden age of Bucks basketball.
I think that's premature. I think it's okay to be worried. I don't think it's imminent. What is imminent is question one, Greg, and that is this. By mileage, which of these WEAC campuses is closer to Minneapolis than Green Bay? Well, how else would you measure distance?
Oh, time. When someone asks you how long does it take or how far are you from Milwaukee, do you say 2 hours or do you say 120 miles?
Time.
Okay. That's fair. Nevertheless, by mileage, not by time, which the time is affected by the mileage, but by mileage, which of these campuses is closer to Minneapolis than Green Bay? Is it UW River Falls, UW Whitewater, or UW School of Engineering?
That's good.
That would definitely be UW River Falls.
That is correct.
I would agree. That's a good answer.
Yes, apparently, if you're sensing a theme or if you're sensing that Jesse had like his ruler out on a map of the state of Wisconsin, you might be right, because here's question two.
My mom's a big fan of paper maps. Still,
I like a good paper map.
It's very aggravating when you're trying to plan and you just punch it into your phone and you're like, this is where we're, and then she's like, no, I don't know, you can look, and then she's got the whole map like up, like very aggravating.
Question two, by mileage, which of these Wisconsin cities is located closer to Green Bay than Chicago? Closer to Green Bay than Chicago. Is it Campbellsport, Elkhorn, or Burlington?
Campbellsport.
Two for two. Question three, Greg. Say it with me. By mileage... La Crosse, Wisconsin is closer to which of these cities than it is to Green Bay? I really want to know the inspiration for this. I'm very intrigued.
Just wanted to, you know, Wisconsin geography. We're trying to say who's closer to what.
This one's not Wisconsin geography because your choices of which of these cities La Crosse is closer to than it is to Green Bay are Davenport, Iowa, Duluth, Minnesota, or Des Moines, Iowa?
Oof, this is a toughie.
Indeed.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Davenport, Iowa.
Tausch?
I'll agree.
Circle gets the square. Greg, I got to tell you, I'm not sure about the construct of these questions, but I am sure that you got all three right. Well done. That means you got
Jason,
four entries.
Who do you think? Because Greg is a good trivia player.
Yeah.
Dare start ranking? Because Matt LaPay and I got ranked fourth, which I thought was a little bit
high.
I kind of want us to do an end of the year ranking of our top trivia folks.
And then you want to have, like, a, when they call in, hey, it's number 12, Jeff and Monroe.
I would love to do, like Jeopardy does, a tournament of champions. We do a champion week of our best trivia. Who's gotten the most right? Who's because we have guys that play a lot.
Who are you, Ken Jennings?
And then when we do double geography,
definitely not Ken Jennings.
When we do double geography Wednesdays, it's a top 25 matchup. It's number 2 Sparky Sussex and number 14.
We could
Greg
actually do it like the college football playoff, Jesse. We could get our top 12, give byes, and go about it the same way once a week until we have a champion. I'm on board.
Well,
I love the
wait.
Idea.
I can't wait for whoever takes over for Jesse during his 1 year sabbatical to do all the research so he can get the rankings right.
Yeah, this is a great idea. I'll have Riley start listening back to every trivia segment since 2020 to
get everyone's career statistics. It's all subjective, just like college. Jesse? Yeah. Jesse, it's all subjective like the college football playoff. They're going to put Notre Dame in ahead of Miami, even though Miami beat them this year with the same record.
So what
fast.
You're saying?
I didn't say that yet.
So what you're saying is like Jeff and Monroe, who seemingly would be in the discussion for the number one.
He'd be,
seed.
He's in the mix,
sure.
Even if he's
Indiana.
Had some bad losses previously, where maybe he only got one right. Like that's what you're saying about the subjectivity. If you don't look up the actual results, what are we doing here?
So if Greg comes on and absolutely kills it, and he only's on once, but he killed hard questions, does he get in?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us this is your idea?
Greg's
Indiana. It's a minimum of 3.
Jeff's Alabama.
You need to be a minimum of 3 times played. That is the minimum.
Is Greg still with us?
I don't know why, but yeah.
Greg, how many times have you played trivia?
Across maybe all the ESPN networks, probably maybe 6 times, maybe.
Okay. Are there other? Have you done like Smarter Than Ben Brust or Rain
now
Man 2?
Start factoring those in.
I mean, those are non-conference matchups.
Yeah, that's playing Middle Tennessee State. Like, we need big boy division matchups in Wilde and Tausch. Geography trivia Wednesday should be worth 2 points.
Rivalry
compared
games.
To Badger Tuesday.
Okay.
And
now we're going
to say,
that's
how you
now we're going to weigh how much each one is.
Greg, the bottom line right now for you, well, we'd never put this plan into
it's
place.
A quad one win.
Is that you did a great job today. You got 4
Greg had a hell of a day.
Into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate your loyalty. Have a good day.
I appreciate it, guys. Love you. I love you guys.
The love you is worth an extra point. The love you is an extra point too.
Is that right?
So there's you have to grease up the committee a little bit.
Do
you understand that's what the college football playoff committee is doing? So is it something completely absurd from what the CFP is? No. It's not.
You are of the belief that
we're not going to let Scuba Chad in for 3 years ago, and he hasn't called in a while, and so he's not in. But Jesse has a good gauge, and what I'm hoping for is he sends me a list of our top 20, and we then whittle that down to our 12. And he has scores, and he has all of that data. If only I hadn't fired 565
this
analytics,
would be a perfect
we could have brought
them.
Seems like a short-sighted decision by the CEO.
I made a mistake.
This actually sounds like it would be a really fun thing for us to actually put together.
Totally agree.
But we would have to pay it off in like May or June when we have a little bit slower time of year as opposed to the college football playoff actually happening along with the Packers playoff.
Okay, we can do March Madness.
No,
March Madness to our top 64.
Yeah, let's do
68.
Great idea.
We don't have free agency news
galore to react to, but sorry, we're doing our trivia tournament of champions with 58th ranked Greg and Wanakee against number 23.
Hi. Who would Jesse's
be the
exhausted
one seed?
Already.
Who's the one seed?
Chef Ed.
I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, boy, out in Prairie, Dusac is always.
Oh, Jerry in the Prairie. Jerry in the Prairie should be
the one. He's got to be up there.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a player.
He's the Ohio State.
And he's been in it.
Trivia.
He's got the wounds.
Yeah.
He's got the scars, and he fights, and he competes.
Yeah.
He is – right now he is Ohio State?
Jerry in the Prairie is Ohio State, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
We still have a little bit of time left.
Jeff
in the
and Monroe. Jeff in Monroe is, I don't know if he's Alabama. He's right there,
he might
too.
Might be Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah, he's won a couple. Yep. I'd agree.
We'll wrap things totally up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We're almost out of time. Matt LaFleur speaking earlier this morning, and I don't think we mentioned this yesterday when it happened, but the Packers have opened up the practice windows for all three of their remaining guys that have not played yet this season. Marshawn Lloyd, who has played in one game in his NFL career. Brenton Cox, who actually was a decent pass rusher when he was healthy. He had the hamstring injury a while back. And Colin Oliver, their fifth-round pick, edge rusher, who has not played at all this season.
He'll probably they'll probably just let him. I would think he's not going to play, right?
I wouldn't think so, but again, you never know where the injuries are going to strike. None of those guys play interior defensive line, so they had a few guys in for tryouts and workouts yesterday. But Matt LaFleur saying we're going to be pretty open-minded. But it's going to be a very fluid situation in terms of any of those guys playing. The more time somebody's missed, the harder it is for them to get back. But it's a boost to get those guys back out there. Marshawn Lloyd, I am weirdly intrigued by him because I've never seen anyone have worse luck than him. But when he has been out there, you have seen flashes of why they liked him. It's just... I think they've played like 33 games since they've had him on the team. He's been played in one, which is not his fault. I guess it's less. I guess it's more like 30. But I don't know. Maybe he's your James Starks. Wasn't it James Starks that missed most of the 2010 season?
Yeah.
Then he came back and was
big in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to be James. I'm going to tell you something. He's not going to be James Starks.
Spoiler alert. All right, since you're telling us what's going to happen in the future, Giannis Antetokounmpo will be playing for which team in 2026-27?
Atlanta.
Whoa.
There's a sleeper out there with the Los Angeles Lakers.
What?
Are we getting LeBron?
No, we don't want LeBron. LeBron's time is coming to an end. Okay. We'll take Doncic, but I don't think they're going to be dumb enough to trade him. Doncic.
You never know. Doncic got traded last year.
Hey, you got to ask. Hopefully, the dude from the Mavericks that got fired gets hired somewhere, and we can pull off, and hopefully with maybe San Antonio, we could trade him for Wemby. Yeah, that could be something.
And not even have to give up all that much.
I do wonder if it will be in season or if it will be in the off season, but it does start to feel like this is going to be it. So get to Fiserv. You never know when and if it could be. Or this could just be the start of another championship run.
You sound a lot like
Homer. Tune into Bucks Plus to find out more about that.
Championship run.
That's it for us today. Yeah. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.